By then, Sir Gregor Clegane was in position at the head of the lists. He was huge, the biggest man that Eddard Stark had ever seen. Robert Baratheon and his brothers were all big men, as was the Hound, and back at Winterfell there was a simple-minded stable boy named Hodor, who dwarfed them all. But the knight they called the Mountain That Rides would have towered over Hodor. He was well over 7 feet tall, closer to 8, with massive shoulders and arms as thick as the trunks of small trees. His gesture seemed a pony in between his armored legs, and the lance he carried looked as small as a broom handle. Unlike his brother, Sir Gregor did not live at court. He was a solitary man who seldom left his own lands but for wars and tourneys. He had been with Lord Tywin when King's Landing fell, a new-made knight of 17 years, even then distinguished by his size and his implacable ferocity. Some said it had been Gregor who dashed the skull of the infant prince Aegon Targaryen against the wall, and whispered that afterwards he had raped the mother, the Dornish princess Elia, before putting her to the sword. These things were not said in Gregor's hearing. Ned Stark could not recall ever speaking to the man, though Gregor had ridden with him during Balon Greyjoy's rebellion, one night among thousands. He watched them with disquiet.